This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
On the line, Alma Paula, the executive director of the Green Times. She's an eco consultant and coach. Morning, Alma Paula. Do you get grumpy when you're hungry?
You know what? I get dizzy. I can't think straight. My brain is affected. I often eat to be able to focus properly.
Interesting.
That helps me. Yeah. I don't get hungry very easily at all. But if I start getting dizzy, because I have very low blood pressure.
I see.
So I eat to get my blood pressure up.
So rather than
preferably protein. Preferably protein, by the way, because that does the trick better than anything else. And I just want to say to that lady in that discussion, I don't think we can call ourselves bad when we get grumpy because we're hungry. It's your body's adaptation to make sure you feed yourself. Otherwise, you can collapse. It's very bad. If it's starving for nutrients, it's going to give you the message in some other way so that you can get into action.
I like that.
That's not bad whatsoever. That's good.
The problem is we don't always often listen to our bodies. And we need to get into that space of listening and understanding our bodies.
Absolutely. Hence, it gives you certain emotions or pains or whatever. There's a way of a body trying to talk to you. And that's a fantastic system.
Well, our bodies are telling us that when we read a story about food, something weird happens here. Around about the tongue, jaw area, there's this excessive creation of saliva. And this story is
not... It's a wonderful imagination that we have, because you imagine the taste.
Yes.
And that starts releasing all the lovely enzymes that you need to digest that taste. And there we go. Your body's really like, where's the venison pie?
That's what I was saying earlier, venison pie. I wonder if somebody's driving past with one in their lunchbox. They're welcome to pop by here. And this is a good story because... This is about food that's sustainable, that's grown in the best way possible, and as natural as you like. Because a lot of what we got on our supermarket shelves, somebody even said, I was seeing something on social media, Alma, holding up, this was out of America, holding up a chicken breast and saying, can you please tell me how big this chicken needs to be to give me a chicken breast this size is bigger than both of my hands put together? That's because there's a lot of stuff pumped into the meat.
And all the growth hormones that's been pumped into that actually gets things growing in your body too, as in other cancer and all sorts of things. So
yes.
No, not a good idea. No, absolutely, they grow naturally a la Mother Nature because these bokkies jump around and they only eat natural bushes and things. They don't get all sorts of artificial licks with GMO stuff in and so on. And then they deliver you healthier meat and low fat also, by the way.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's why these people, and this is the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization together with Taste of Game and the Oppenheimer Generations Research and Conservation and Stellenbosch University's African Wildlife Economy have done this project, and it's Taste of Game is ongoing, where they promote game, meat, you know, a venison, for people to consume and to build the venison business in Africa. It is, after all, also our indigenous food, and indigenous is inevitably what we need. And in a sense, it's quite interesting for me because they're saying, you know, we were hunter-gatherers in the past, and it brings us back to, it's like a full cycle to what we were used to and of course developed for physiologically to digest and do well on.
I can see there's certainly some famous names in the story who are driving this locally, with Jan-Hendrik van der Westhuizen, and you see his face quite often. He endorses a lot of products as a Michelin star chef. You see him in supermarkets and on TV, so he's a well-known name getting behind this.
Yes, so I love it when big names jump onto sustainability, which is, of course, super important. And he says a lot of chefs talk about sustainability, but they don't apply it. Of course, you know, it doesn't help to speak about things you aren't in action. So he quotes Hippocrates, is a very famous saying that we use a lot in the health industry, that food be your medicine and medicine your food.
Yes.
Because ultimately, food is the nutrients that your body runs on. So if you can't get nutrients from anywhere else, so it all depends on how well you eat, how well your body can operate.
Interesting here that in the story, working together with Jan-Hendrik, is the Shangani Holistic Aim. and the Shanghai Holistic, they want to support development of an inclusive and sustainable venison sector, but also talking about eating food that's in harmony with nature. And although that might sound a little bit out there, it's simply not letting them just wander around and be free range and do what they want to do and mixing with other animals, and for it to be a far more natural approach to eating as opposed to a very controlled environment.
Yeah, no, that's what they say on this holistic ranch in Zim, that all their cattle roam freely together with elephant, giraffe, leopard, zebra, and all sorts of other buck and so on. So, you know, they're mixing basically domestic and wild animals together, and then they observe them to see how they operate. And, you know, there's also this big movement of removing fences between wildlife farms as well, because these animals need to migrate as well. Even in our country, more and more sheep and cattle farmers are also adding springbokkies.
Yes.
And I think it is definitely, it says here also, it's a growing field, but it's not mainstream yet in Africa. So in a sense, this campaign is to make it more mainstream, to educate people about it. It can lead to the development of rural economies, to job creation, to food security, and we know it's a massive issue, the whole thing of food security, particularly for meat protein, as most people rely on, you know, our cheapest protein at the moment is from the ocean, and the ocean is in a state, and we need to rely, I think, a little bit less on that. So our indigenous animals that are healthy and good to eat is, I think, definitely very much part of our future.
Yeah. Alma, thank you for sharing these stories with us. In a way, we feel, aren't we already here in South Africa, have got this feel of this is what we do anyway, but I think eating, you know, wildvleis or venison is something we already do in the South African context, but this is saying it needs to be something that becomes more mainstream than it is. Because if you go to your local supermarket, you can buy it, but it's sitting there in a hookie somewhere. And incidentally, it's actually more cost effective than some of the other meat that you buy. But then again, for some people, it's a flavor issue.
Well, I can't find venison just willy-nilly in a supermarket here where I am.
Oh, really?
You have to know somebody and ask a butcher and organize with somebody who goes hunting or whatever, or call a cousin in Namibia or something. You have to arrange your venison if you want venison. It's not freely available where we are.
That's interesting, because here we have a section in our local well-known supermarket where you'll always find it. You'll find your sausage and you'll find some steaks and some fillets and some whatever you're looking for. So maybe we're spoiled for choice here in the north. But we then, again, are on this side of the Boerewors curtain, let it be told.
You are in the Boerewors curtain, and I am not. So I think I must start asking for that. You know, I've changed many things in shops by asking, persistently asking. Then they start saying, oh, the clients are asking. In the meantime, it's the same client over and over, but I do that.
Somebody's got to.
Guerrilla activism.
We like it. It's worked well, and we're following suit. Developing a sustainable venison sector in Africa, one of the headline stories on thegreentimes.co.za. I'm Apollo, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Here's to a really great Wednesday and a great what's left of the week.
Super. Have a great green day. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.